Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. It's Joy Packard. And today that this podcast is going to come to you is going to be on Easter Sunday. And it makes me, you know, reflect back on all the years of like when my children were little and I was seeing some memories on my Facebook of them, you know, hunting for Easter eggs and all the different things that are so fun. I love when special occasions bring my family and for sure your family together. I love being around, you know, my kids and my grandkids and being able to just sit and like put life on hold of the everyday things and to be able to sit and discuss with each other, you know, and to show love and to eat and play and sing. And it's just super fun. And we'll be doing that again today, this afternoon on this Easter Sunday, and going to have, you know, a few of my kids and some friends come over and celebrate. And it makes me, you know, think about and reflect on the importance of this day. And yeah, you know, it's super fun to go Easter egg hunting and talk about the Easter bunny and all the things. And that's so fun. It's always such a good memory. You know, and as I'm getting older, though, you know, I'm reflecting more. And I was thinking about the message of Easter. And there's some of us that are going to be listening to this who believe in Christ, and there's some who don't. And so you can just take this with whatever grain of salt that you will take it with. But you know, as we are looking at this time for Easter, it's a great opportunity to reflect on the blessings in our lives. I do this a lot, but specifically on this day, I'm thinking of that. And, you know, to give thanks for the gift of love that surrounds us and to extend, you know, a hand of compassion to those in need. It's important that, you know, we open our hearts to the wonders of faith and embracing the message of Easter with joy and gratitude. You know, we talk about gratitude so much. And I love to begin and end my day with gratitude. We talk about that a lot on this podcast and thinking about how important that is during this season. And, you know, the world is just crazy. We all have our different trials and our different things that we go through on a daily basis. I mean, groceries are just getting so expensive. And we were just talking about this with a friend the other day and how expensive it is to just live, you know, to buy groceries and put gas in your car and gifts and medical bills and all the things. And, you know, as we talk about Easter, you know, even amidst all these different trials and tribulations that we go through in life, Easter shines, you know, a beacon of hope for us. And it can help, you know, guide us in the darkest of nights and leading us, you know, towards the dawn of a new day. And it's also a reminder that no matter how lost we feel, and believe me, that we all feel lost at some times, right? We all feel like we're searching for something. And as we think of Easter, it's good to know and remember that there's always a path of redemption, you know, like with Christ and all the things that we talk about, a chance of renewal and a reason to believe in the power of goodness, you know. Today, I was at the Dollar Tree, and there was just a lady behind me, and I do this sometimes, and I'm sure you guys do this too, but she only had like two items, and I was checking out. I was buying Easter stuff for our gathering, and I was buying some things for, you know, for my house and things like that, and it looked like she had her little grandson, and they had like two little items, and so the lines were long and it was just kind of busy in there today, probably just everybody getting ready for the Easter weekend. And I just said, you know, just put her two things with mine. Sometimes I'm careful about, you know, not trying to do that and have that person be upset or whatever. And whenever I suggested that, this grandma looked at me in disbelief, like, I can't even believe that someone's just going to pay $2.50, you know, like she was so grateful. And it was so, I guess, I don't even know the word. I was just so happy to be able to see what $2.50 could make such a difference in someone's life. And I, you know, I saw her grandson kind of wanting more things, and, you know, he was younger, and she was just like, no, you know, we're just going to have these two things. And she left, you know, with her things afterwards and gave me a hug and smiled and said, thank you so much. And I left that store remembering that feeling that I had in my heart. And like I say, you know, like, I'm sure many of you do things like that too. And this was a $2.50 gesture. And I wasn't, you know, doing something with $100 or whatever, but it was like so nice, the feeling that I had, and to see the look on her face. And so during this Easter season, this weekend maybe, or, you know, this whole week after Easter Sunday, you can go about your day. I know that I have a renewed, I have a renewed want and desire to be more kind and to give people the benefit of the doubt and to show a little bit of happiness. I saw a bag today in a store and it just said, begin every day with a smile. And I was like, wow, I love that. Such a simple statement, yet it helps us to remember, you know, to not go around. I know that we all have our different problems and our different things that we're going through on a daily basis. And we're kind of like in our own little head, right? And like, sometimes we just need to step out and smile when we're around people, you know, to get off our phones. We talk about that so much too, right? So happy Easter. I hope that this Easter season, you know, you're thinking about all the different things that we talked about and how we can like carry this message of Easter, you know, the message that it gives us, the message of love and forgiveness and hope throughout not just Easter Sunday and the week after, but throughout the year, you know, to fill us with compassion and to spread kindness as everywhere we go. Because imagine like we're one person, but imagine if like everybody did this. And I know that it seems like, oh, you know, the world is so big, but like every little thing that we do makes a difference. And it, you know, just helps to help other people feel our kindness and our love that we're trying to show. So happy Easter to you and your loved ones. I hope this day can bring you closer to the beauty of life and everything that you are wanting. I hope you're able to spend it with family and talk about Christ if that's what you believe. And I hope this message comes to you in such a good way. Take care, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.